Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. This is Master Mark Zirianis. I'm your host. I'm a fourth Dan Sabunim, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your online sportsbook expert, and we are a member of the Believe Sports Network. Do you believe? Today's episode, I am bringing you a story that is quite sad. One that I really needed to go to school to learn quite a bit about because I was unfamiliar. I have to offer my apologies both to the listeners and to the family. But that is the death of Jason David Frank, or Tommy Oliver from the Power Rangers. Before we hit that, BetOnline is your online sportsbook expert. Basketball is back. And BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs for this season. You'll always find your latest odds, team matchups, info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all your sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on your favorite sports and events, whether it's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. I want you to head over to betonline.ag to join, and you receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. And make sure to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. So that's you put in 100, you get 150 total back. That is a great deal. Free money by just mentioning BLEAV. BetOnline, where the gaming starts. So let's talk. Last week, I believe it was the 19th, I started to see on social media about the death, sudden death of Jason David Frank, Tommy Oliver, the Green Ranger. I did not know much about him. I knew that he was relatively young and that it was sudden, and I started to do a little research to see if he had been sick or if there was something that happened. Was it a car accident? Was it a heart attack? There was some speculation that he may have taken his own life, but that was all speculation. More significantly, what struck me more was the overwhelming in all of the martial arts on the Twitter sphere and everywhere on social media, which we aggregate a lot of social media martial arts sites. There was tremendous, tremendous outpouring of sadness over this, which again, of course, it's a sad situation, but I started to understand that there was something more here just than an actor or a television star who had lost his life. You know, for people of my age, Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, they were great, great influencers in getting people to become interested in the martial arts. 1984's Karate Kid, we talked about it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Today, Cobra Kai. But I was really not fully aware of the fact that Jason David Frank and the Power Rangers, more specifically him, had a great impact on people starting the martial arts. I began to reach out and engage on some of the people who had posted to ask them about it. And many of them told me specifically that he was single-handedly responsible for their joining Taekwondo school, karate school, martial arts school. So it really was quite impactful. I then went and watched some videos of him and recognized clearly two things. One is that he was a gifted martial artist, and from his kicks that he had had some Taekwondo background. As I researched a little bit further, I found out that he was a black belt in Taekwondo, as well as in Shotokan, in Judo, in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, in Muay Thai, as well as being the, and let's hope I get this right, the Green Ranger and ultimately the White Ranger, and appearing in a number of Power Rangers spinoffs. He eventually went on to fight in amateur MMA, eventually to work with the UFC, to have a UFC fight, and to win his fight. I do believe that he was scheduled to do more fights. However, that on some level, I believe there was some sort of a medical issue either with him or with his opponent. And I don't believe he went further. He owned a dojang. He did some other programs. I don't think he did anything that was really that notable from the standpoint of movies, martial arts movies, things of that nature. I know he did some motion capture work related to martial arts, and apparently had dealt with some depression and some mental health issues, which led to his passing. Now, I saw tremendously sad articles about people attacking his wife, his ex-wife, blaming her. Let me just say a couple things about that. I don't know her. I don't know anything about her. Apparently, there was some issue as to separation, whether they were going through a separation. But as someone who really has had some personal experience with suicide and suicidal ideation and people taking their own life, you cannot blame somebody for a person taking their life. Even in the separation of a marriage, even in the worst and most acrimonious of marriages, it is unfair and cruel to blame a ex for someone's suicide. Frank's wife or ex-wife spoke out recently. She confirmed that it was in fact a suicide. She gave a statement that reads, "I love my husband and we were trying to work through our problems. His death comes as much of a shock to me as anyone else. The truth is, I had no reason to believe that Jason was thinking of ending things. Yes, he struggled with mental health issues and depression before, but I could never predict what would happen that night." Now, apparently they were out at a hotel, having a good time, having a good evening. They had dealt with a lot of tragedy. Apparently, his wife had had a daughter from a prior relationship. That daughter was extremely close to Jason David Frank, and she passed away suddenly last year, and she had her own child that they were raising, and that helped to exacerbate his mental health issues. They were trying to do some sort of a getaway, romantic getaway, to rekindle their relationship. They were out. I don't know the circumstances exactly, but his wife apparently went down to the lobby, she says, to get snacks. And while she said she was gone for 10 minutes, came back and was unable to get in the room, called the police, and he had, in that short period of time, taken his own life. That is extremely sad. That is extremely depressing. And I would say to you that the moral of that story is simply that when we're dealing with someone with mental health issues, with depression, we should try to encourage them to the best that we can to seek professional help. Frank had four of his own children, very sad for them. many of the Power Rangers stars and co-stars wrote really wonderful and glowing things about him. I know that many martial artists were influenced and impacted by him, and it is certainly a life and a tragedy of someone whose life was taken too soon. I don't know what the result of all of this will be. I'm not sure what the lessons of it are, other than that we really need to reach out and help people that are struggling with mental health issues. As for him, I would say, based on what I see, he was a true martial artist, a Taekwondo practitioner, a master of the martial arts, someone who had his own dojang, who influenced and impacted people. And we honor him and we honor his legacy, and we reach out to offer our condolences to his family and to his fans. This is Master Mark Sirianis. I look forward to seeing you on the mat in memory of Jason David Frank. And don't forget that this episode has been brought to you by Bet Online.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.